It's another Jubal phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking to speak with Ryan.
Yeah, it's him.
Hey, Ryan, my name is Casey Ryback. I'm one of the detention attendants from Correctional Facility. How are you doing today?
Where did you say you were from? Who are you with?
Correctional Facility. I'm just calling to update you on Jenna's status. At this point, it looks like she'll be available for pickup noon on Tuesday, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, Jenna?
Yeah, Jenna. Just make sure you bring two forms of ID, check in with the guards at the entrance, and they'll have your name, get all the paperwork done, and she'll be yours after that.
I'm sorry, but I think you might have the wrong person because I don't know what you're talking about.
Your name is Ryan, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, well, you're the contact on the list to pick up Jenna from our correctional facility next Tuesday, so.
She's never told me anything about being there or me picking her up from there. Even like, I don't understand. Why is she there? Why is she there?
Legally, I don't think I can discuss exactly why she's here, but you should know if you were picking her up. So, you guys.
I don't. That's what I'm saying is I don't know.
Okay, this sounds a little weird to me. If you don't mind me asking, how do you know Jenna?
I've been romantically involved with Jenna.
Okay, so you're Jenna's boyfriend. All right, why are you playing dumb with me then? Just, you know, come pick her up.
I'm not playing dumb. We met on a dating site. That's how I know her.
Oh.
We haven't actually met in person, but we were going to meet soon.
Okay, that makes more sense.
How long have you and Crazy Jenna been talking?
Crazy Jenna? Wait, did you just say Crazy Jenna?
I'm sorry, that's just a name me and the guards have for her. That's how I know her. Anyway.
Wait, what the why do you call her Crazy Jenna?
Why don't we? But that's beside the point. Surprises me that she's even getting out this early for good behavior. She's been in here for, what, about 5 years now?
5 years? What did she do?
Should be, I think, 15, but hey, man, we're crowded, so I can see why they're letting her go. And I've got papers here with your signature, everything, so...
With my signature? How do you have a paper with my signature? I didn't sign anything.
Well, I don't know how I have this, then. I've got a form with your signature on it. I've got your driver's license. I've got a statement that says...
A driver's license?
Yeah, I've got all that. And there's a statement saying that you'll pick her up on Tuesday and she will finish out the remainder of her house arrest with you.
House arrest with me? There must be some sort of mistake. I barely even know her.
Well, wait a second. Just a minute ago, you said you were romantically involved with her.
Online, we have been communicating. We write to each other back and forth online, and she's never mentioned any of this, and I've never agreed to any of this. And she's not coming to live with me on house arrest.
Okay, now, if you're trying to say that Crazy Jenna falsified documents, I don't believe that one bit, okay?
Well, you call her Crazy Jenna. She's obviously capable of anything, and I didn't even know about any of this. And she's forging my signature?
Not a forgery or anything else like that. Like, she's more of the kind of girl, if you took her bread roll off her plate at dinner time, watch out, you're getting stabbed with a fork. But she can't forge documents and stuff.
Well, she could stab somebody, but she can't sign somebody that forged a... document.
Like I said, Crazy Jenna is not the type of person to do forgery. So I know you signed them, and I know maybe you guys are having a spat. So how about this? I have your home address. We'll just drop her off. We'll transport her to you. We can do that.
This whole thing is freaking me out, man. I don't want anything to do with this. I was just trying to hook up with a girl online.
I don't have any other option at this point but to send her to your house because this is what you signed. So
No. I did not sign anything. Do not send her here. I will not be here. Do not send Crazy Jenna to my house. I have nothing to do with this. I did not sign that form.
It sounds like you have a lot to talk about, so I'll just have Crazy Jenna call you collect, and you guys can talk about it.
No!
Okay, well, then I'll just tell you this is a prank phone call. Then we don't have to worry about Jenna at all.
Wait. What did you just say?
I said that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Doug set you up.
Doug is involved with this? I don't understand.
Yes. He emailed me to do a prank phone call on you because he told us that you met a girl online and you haven't actually met her yet, but you're flying to meet her.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Did you really think that you're going to have to go pick up a convicted felon for your first date?
I wasn't going to if she was a felon.
Hey, dude, some people might think that's pretty hot, you know? Crazy Jenna.
I've dated worse.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.